You love to make them hit you, John and Mike.
Elvis is still dead.
Hey, I like this one.
They've got moves.
You want some Elvis facts?
Sure.
Before we get to the next story?
Share the Elvis factoids with us.
Well, you just heard this one. Elvis would go to great length to get his pills.
Mm-hmm.
One time he dug a hole in his foot.
Fingers of water.
Under the guise of taking out an ingrown toenail.
Hey, man, look at that. Give me something good for that, Dr. Nick.
Okay, let's play an Elvis quiz, Mike.
All right.
How far along was Priscilla when Elvis told her that he wanted a separation?
6 months.
No. Close, Buzzy.
I'll say 8 months.
No. 7 months. He panicked about being a father.
Right in between, man.
Mm-hmm. Elvis didn't want to sleep near Priscilla once she became a mother. The White House once wanted Elvis to sing for Nixon. The colonel asked if it was a paid appearance. He was told the performance is compensated by the honor of being asked.
Right.
Colonel said let him pay like everyone else or F him.
Colonel Tom Parker. Gotta love that guy.
So Elvis didn't go. Mike, how old was Elvis until he stopped sleeping in bed with his mommy?
14.
Buzzy.
I'll say 12.
You guys, you're doing this like it's a gag. He's 13.
13 years old. Oh, well, we're both pretty close. That's
my
good.
God.
I'm a teenager, man. It's time I started sleeping on my own.
Mike, in the last 7 years of his life, how many times was Elvis in the hospital?
The last 7 years of his life?
Mm-hmm.
Pity.
No, Buzz.
I'll say 9.
5 times.
Oh, man, I thought it was more than that, babe.
How old was Lisa Marie when she was first introduced to Michael Jackson?
I'll say 10. I'll say 15.
6.
6 years old, that was love at first sight, man.
Oh, my.
6. As we mentioned, Elvis was known to mutilate himself. One time he had a hole in his hand that he would pick at. It started off as a small injury, and by the time you finished,
sure,
he could push a quarter through it.
I can push a quarter entire through my hand. It pleases me greatly.
Elvis had trouble controlling his bladder and bowels.
Oh, my God, man. Jack?
Not all the time, but often. On tour, one of his Memphis Mafia guys would have to check Elvis's bed before they left the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very embarrassing if that ever got out. In the mid-70s, Elvis started using... Buzz, how do we pronounce this? D-I-L-A-U-D-I-D. Robbie, what is it?
Dilaudid. It's synthetic codeine, I think.
A synthetic heroin.
Synthetic heroin.
Elvis would take it...
All I know is it's pretty good stuff, Jack.
Elvis would take it with a needle or by pill.
Ooh.
But he wouldn't inject it himself.
He could put it right in that quarter hole.
Because this is what junkies did.
Right.
Members of the group would shoot it into his ass.
Oh, oh God. Hey, Lamar, shoot me up right here, man.
Oh, God.
Let me see. Oh, you know this. Elvis's favorite food included a pound of bacon and 6 egg omelets.
Mm.
When Elvis was on tour, the younger guys in the group would put aluminum foil on the windows so it would always be dark.
Man, I want aluminum foil to reflect the sun.
They always fixed his bed, got all his stuff unpacked, turned the thermostat down to 60, which was Elvis's preferred temperature. It was like a tomb in there, dark and freezing. As much as Elvis loved Lisa Marie, he never wanted to share the attention. Elvis would say, "Now, Daddy's talking, Lisa. You go on and play." He never wanted her to upstage him.
Mm. I know you're a very cute child, but unfortunately it will not please me greatly if you are continuing with your antics whilst I speak.
And you know about Robert Goulet when he shot out the TV?
Yeah.
He hated Robert Goulet.
Great.
What year was that?
1971. I'll say 1967.
74. Bonus question.
Okay.
What was the caliber of gun Elvis used to shoot out the TV?
357 Magnum.
9mm.
I want another guess. 38 Special.
A 22, Mike. A 22.
It was only a 22 caliber?
Suckers.